It is July 13th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. Also, we have an episode of The Spread from Options Discovery. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Another day glamping with the family in West Virginia at the Boy Scout High Adventure Base here. Yesterday, the family all went trap shooting on the shotgun range, except for yours truly. It was my wife's first time shooting a shotgun, as well as a first for both my boys. They all did pretty well. The summit has pallets of shotgun shells left over from the 2013 National Jamboree when they were given free shells by a couple of companies. The shells have a shelf life, so we were encouraged to stay and shoot as much as we wanted. The boys and Robbie's girlfriend, Nicole, tried out the mountain bike course here at the Summit Bechtel Reserve High Adventure Base as well, and they all returned without any broken bones, which is not a usual occurrence. A big storm rolled in about dinner time, but that was no problem. Everyone's having fun, though we have not been able to have an evening campfire yet because of wet firewood or the storm last night. Look for part two of the Joe Corona Open Outcry Traders History Project video to be published today. Back on July 7th, the U.S. Department of the Treasury released a fact sheet, Framework for International Engagement on Digital Assets. There's a link in today's newsletter for this. Twitter is suing Elon Musk for trying to get out of his contract to buy the social networking service. I guess it is like what the bank robber Willie Sutton supposedly said about robbing banks. Why do you sue the richest man in the world? Because that is where the money is. To say that Forefront Communications is dogged in getting its clients' message out has new meaning today, as they have won three Bulldog PR Awards, which is the only national public relations contest judged exclusively by working journalists. Forefront won awards for the agency that gets results, a silver, Best Industry-Focused Agency, bronze, and Most Innovative Agency, silver. Congratulations to the Forefront team on this honor. Exchange Analytics has updated its SEC Regulation Best Interest training course. You can find a link for this in today's newsletter. The Edinburgh News is reporting that Edinburgh has been voted the best city in the world in a Time Out survey of more than 20,000 people worldwide asked to rank the world's greatest cities. Just for the record, Edinburgh sits in the Lothian region of Scotland. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video, Options Discovery, Episode 3, Covered Call Writing and a Talk with Bill Brodsky. Options Discovery, Episode 3, explains what it means to write or sell an options contract and breaks down our first option strategy, a covered call writing strategy. And Alex Tang interviews former CME and CBOE CEO Bill Brodsky, an industry legend who is currently the chairman of Options Solutions and a board member of Cedar Street Asset Management. You can find this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Prime Day is a feast for cyber criminals. Here's how to avoid them. Amazon is hosting its annual Prime Day event this week. That means you're likely scouring the e-commerce giant's site and app for sales on everything from diapers to doorknobs if you pay the annual fee of $14.99 a month or $139 a year to be a Prime member. My comment, click on this deal. Here's a story from Fortune. Warren Buffett's right-hand man, Charlie Munger, doubles down on crypto trash talk, saying it's, quote, almost insane to buy this stuff or trade in it, unquote. One of crypto's fiercest critics is roaring again. Charlie Munger, vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett's business partner, has voiced his dislike for digital currency since long before the crypto winter and was at it again in an interview with the Australian Financial Review published Tuesday. Mike Hammett. Yes, Charlie, we know how you feel about cryptocurrencies. Don't beat a dead Bitcoin. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Always being optimistic is hard. Try it part-time instead. It's important for our well-being, psychologists say, and there are strategies we can use to boost it. Having trouble feeling optimistic right now? Try it just part-time. Optimism, or being hopeful about future events, is important to our physical and mental health, psychologists say. It can help us be more resilient, have better pain management, stronger immune function, and longer lifespans. Optimistic people also tend to have better relationships and are happier. And good news, psychologists believe it's possible to boost optimism with practice. My comment, I'm one of those people who goes through life knowing my cup is one-third full. Here's a story from Bloomberg. God Bless America ETF may be coming soon with the ticker YAWL. YAWL will invest in a firm with a record of creating U.S. jobs. Other principles-based ETFs have struggled to attract assets. An exchange-traded fund is in the works that is looking at brandishing the Made in the USA label, but it's an American fund with a twist. It will remove any companies the firm deems activist. The God Bless America ETF, advised by Toroso Investments and sub-advised by Curin Financial Partners, will seek to invest in U.S.-listed companies with, quote, a track record of creating American jobs, unquote, according to a Tuesday filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The actively managed ETF, which will trade under the ticker YALL, will screen out firms that have, quote, emphasized political activism and social agendas at the expense of maximizing shareholder return, unquote. My comment, don't use God or America to sell stocks. There has to be a better edge than that. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was R.J. O'Brien and Associates reports the passing of John W. O'Brien Sr. from R.J. O'Brien. John W. O'Brien Sr. was also our Markets Wiki page of the day yesterday. Second was a tie between France's great Dijon mustard crisis from the Financial Times and the press release SpiderRock launches chart tool as a new way to visualize options volatility. And third was veteran trader Joe Corona talks freely in his Open Outcry Traders History Project interview, part one, a video interview from John Lothian News. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, the headline, markets plan doomsday scenario if Russia turns off the gas. European stocks plunging 20%, junk credit spreads widening past 2020 crisis levels, the euro sinking to just 90 cents. The predictions are ominous for financial markets if Russia cuts off all gas supply to Europe. Shipments are currently running at reduced levels with the main pipeline shut for a 10-day maintenance, and fears are building over whether Moscow will turn the tap back on. Many investors are asking, how bad could this get? Here's the next story from Bloomberg. How Three Arrows Capital blew up and set off a crypto contagion. Su Zhu and Kyle Davies turned 3AC into the most important hedge fund in crypto, but they bet everything on prices only going up. Days before Bitcoin fell decisively before $40,000 and 2 months before his hedge fund went bankrupt, Su Zhu sat down for an interview in the Bahamas, one shoeless foot tucked under his leg. An investor as legendary as they come in the decade-old cryptocurrency industry, he had a message that matched his relaxed demeanor. When there's a lot of despair, you can start buying, he said, deadpan at a podcast recording for the FTX exchange. You don't have to follow the despair. And then finally, a story from the FT. The headline, companies cannot afford to be left behind in the quantum revolution. The technology may still be in its early stages, but it is already delivering value. The last 2 months have seen a number of headline-grabbing announcements about technology based on quantum physics. U.S. President Joe Biden signed 2 presidential decrees on quantum information science, QIS, in May. The U.K. Ministry of Defense bought a homegrown quantum computer in June, and at the end of June, NATO launched its 1 billion euro innovation fund to invest in dual-purpose deep tech. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.